She was incarcerated, and now she is free again. We're going to get to that coming up in just a second. First, this is kind of sad. Ben Affleck has fallen off the wagon. So as we know, Ben has struggled a lot with his sobriety in the past, and he's repeatedly gone to rehab. The most recent stint in rehab was in August of last year. But a video of him leaving a masquerade ball this weekend made its way online, and he seriously cannot even walk straight. He has a mask on, so you can't see his face, but he's stumbling. He's running into things. He is extremely intoxicated. It's really hard to debate that when you watch what's going on in the video. Yeah. My very first thought was, oh, that hangover is going to hurt so much. And then my second thought was that it is pretty sad because he has had such a hard time staying sober. And I mean, he's a dad and I think he's a good guy.
Yeah.
But apparently he has acknowledged that he's going to slip up from time to time. It was never as if this was something that was just behind him, kind of. And I think that's how many addicts view their illness. Mm-hmm. And that's how they're sort of taught to view their illness. The paparazzi did catch up with him the next day, and Ben said, yeah, I had a slip, but I'm not going to let it derail me.
Good for him. You know, you acknowledge when you mess up and you get back in the wagon and, you know, just try and make it better tomorrow.
That's it. The hangover is punishment enough. Like, it looked really rough. Felicity Huffman is a free woman. She received a 14-day prison sentence after she pled guilty in that big college admission scandal that happened. She paid money to get her daughter a higher SAT score. So Felicity, after all, served 11 days of her 14-day sentence.
How does that happen? Like, even when you get 2 weeks, they still reduce that? Like,
apparently, it was because her release day happened on a Sunday, and whenever that happens, they'll let you go on the Friday before because, I don't know, nobody's working on the weekend, apparently.
Oh, that's convenient.
So, cool loophole.
I mean, it's a huge chunk of her 14-day sentence, but when you're in prison for 3, 4, 8, 12 years, I can see how they're like, okay, you can go a couple of days early, but it's pretty uneventful. Yeah. It's pretty uneventful, I agree. It feels like she was just gone away on a bit of a vacation, really.
Yeah.
Now, she still does have to perform 250 hours of community service. She's already paid the $30,000 fine in connection with her guilty plea in the college admissions scandal as well. But it feels like a bit of a slap on the wrist to me. Like, if you told most parents, if you asked most parents, would you go to prison for 11 days if it meant an amazing future for your child? I think a lot of people would be like, sure, let me give it a try.
Absolutely.
Right? Anyway, we'll see what happens with Aunt Becky.
Yes.
Lori Loughlin, because she's going to be sentenced for a similar situation, only I think it's going to be a lot worse for her.
Yeah, it's going to be longer, yeah.
All right, I'm Nikki, that's your biz, and coming up, I've got your chance to take Sam down with Are You Smarter Than Sam?
Coming off a 2-week win streak, might I add?
Are you sure about those numbers?
Positive. Absolutely positive.
Everyone's shaking their head, nodding their heads.
If you can beat him, we'll give you $100 to spend at Domino's, okay? We're going to play in 6 minutes. Bruno Mars is on the way, and DJ Snake right now is Selena on the beat.